Nolte, Tucker Carlson beat all of CNN's primetime shows, combined. By John Nolte on April 3, 2019. Tucker Carlson's Fox News show earned more viewers last week than all of CNN's primetime lineup combined, reports The Daily Wire's Ryan Saavedra. This has to be a bitter pill for CNN. For years now, the far-left network has done everything in its power to bring Carlson down. By any measure, CNN has conducted what can only be described as a straight-up, deliberate demonization campaign. CNN has also participated in the effort to have Carlson blacklisted by advertisers due to his right-of-center political beliefs. Since the fake news outlet cannot beat Carlson in the ratings, it is hoping to drive him off the air through McCarthyism. Obviously, this has backfired in a big way. Throughout all of last week, CNN's primetime lineup averaged a limp 2.474 million viewers, while all on his own, Carlson averaged 3.475 million viewers. Here is the specific breakdown according to Nielsen. Anderson Cooper, 810,000 viewers. Chris Cuomo, 875,000 viewers. Don Lemon, 789,000 viewers. This means that Carlson not only beat all three of these left-wing hacks combined, he beat them by a cool million total viewers. Although the numbers aren't yet available, my guess is that you could easily add Jake Tapper's weekly average and or Aaron Burnett's weekly average, and Carlson still comes out on top, or close enough for bragging rights. Carlson usually humiliates CNN, as does MSNBC, but last week was a turning point for the anti-Trump network that went all in pushing the Russia collusion hoax. For 2 years, CNN flooded its network with one fake news bombshell after another in a narrative that assured viewers the Mueller report would be the end of Trump, that impeachment was right around the corner. CNN was certain Mueller would come through with some ginned-up allegation against the president. And so, for 2 whole years, CNN baited its viewers with this nonsense. And when Mueller failed to come up with the goods, those viewers fled in droves. MSNBC is having the same problem, but nowhere near the bottoming out CNN faces. And CNN's ratings humiliations show no signs of going away. On Monday, Carlson earned 3.053 million viewers, which again beat the Three Stooges named Cooper, 791K, Lemon, 882K, and Cuomo, 973K, combined. Aaron Burnett attracted only 684K viewers. Wolf Blitzer earned just 688K and 617K viewers. The numbers for Jake Tapper, the far-left anchor who colluded with disgraced former FBI Director James Comey and disgraced former CIA Chief John Brennan to launch the Russia hoax, could only snag 626K viewers. Overall on Monday, Fox averaged 2.82 million primetime viewers to CNN's laughable 882K. In total day, Fox averaged 1.783 million viewers to CNN's pathetic 595K. On the credibility front, CNN is over, a spent shell of hate and deception. On the ratings front, CNN has been in real trouble for years, but with the Russia collusion hoax fully exposed, these numbers are now a full-blown catastrophe. The only thing keeping CNN alive right now is a rigged system that forces 89 million Americans to pay for a cable channel they don't watch. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.